Fuck being a good man. Fuck this whole idea. This whole construct of being a good man. Because I walk around all the time. I walk around and just observe and see society for what it is. And all around me, I just see a whole bunch of repressed men that are living unfulfilled lives, that aren't whole, that are lonely, that are comfortable, that are safe, that are being treated like dirt by majority of women, that are being cheated on, and all sorts of things going on, bro. And I see it on the daily, and I observe it. And I can't hold this in no longer, bro. I gotta let you know that being a good man is a lie. There's no merit in it. There's no merit in being a good man. There's no merit in being what society is telling you you need to be. And you know what really changed my life? I read this book by Jack Donovan. And in this book, one of the things that stood out the most to me, he said, a lot of men confuse being a good man with being good at being a man. Let me repeat that and paraphrase it. A lot of men confuse being good at being a man with being a good man. Now, there's a difference between the two. One of them is you're good at being a man. The other is you're a good man. And good is what the collective dictates as good. But it's not the real you. It's not your real primal instinct. It's not really how you want to live life. You're living how other people are telling you you need to live. They're telling you you need to tolerate a whole bunch of bullshit that you don't got to. They're telling you you need to go out and do things you don't want to do. They're telling you you need to work a 9-to-5 your whole life. They're telling you you need to tolerate a woman's bullshit forever. They're telling you not to take accountability and responsibility. They're telling you that your sexuality is bad. And repress all that. Stop being assertive. Stop being aggressive. Stop being a man. Stop being strong. Stop being confident. Stop standing up for yourself. Avoid confrontation. This is all the shit that really goes against who we are. So it's like we got a split personality. We don't know what to do. It's like, damn, bro, I really feel all of this anger. I really need to let this out. I really feel this sexual desire, but society tells me that it's bad. I really feel like I want to be strong, but society tells me I'm a meathead if I'm strong. And a lot of us have fell into this trap. And the whole thing behind me realizing this is because I lived outside of the country before. So it's like you get to see a third perspective of your country, of your country's customs, of their culture, of their beliefs. And you realize it's all made up. Because in Asia, they have totally different systems. They have a whole different way of looking at life. And they have their own way of doing things. So it's all really made up. So why box yourself into what society, the society you live in, wants you to do? That's not even the way of a man. True masculinity is the search for freedom. Not even the search, it's the pursuit, it's the constant desire for freedom. You want to be free. You want to live a free life. You want to go out and do. So stop trying to be a good man, because you're being fake and you're acting. Now, am I telling you to disregard all your morals and your values and go out and throw a whole bunch of ditty parties? No, that's not what I'm telling y'all niggas to do. But what I am telling y'all to do is to discard the facade that you're putting on, this nice guy, good guy facade that you're putting on. And it's not working for you anyway. You don't gotta be what other people want you to be. You don't gotta be the politically correct person people want you to be. You can be yourself. Whatever aspiration you got, what's ever really inside of you, let that out. Be who you wanna be. Speak your mind. So, I'm going to go over the things that you need to do to be good at being a man, which is basically masculinity. Number one, I would say, is action. Be action-oriented. This is the essence of this energy. You're action oriented. You go out and you do. The sperm goes to the egg. It goes out and searches. It doesn't wait. It's not passive. It's not receptive. And the next part of it is you being that rock in the storm. So when everything outside is chaos, you are the rock. When a hurricane is going, when any disaster is going on outside in the world, you're that rock that can't be swayed, that can't be moved. And this is basically meditation or going into silence, you being able to do that in the chaos. So you have to be able to balance when to know when to do and when to sit down and meditate. And it's not even doing traditional meditation. That's not what you got to do. It's more so you just sitting down and you like sitting with your thoughts. You sitting with yourself. You don't got to sit and chant and put your hands in mudras. You don't got to do that. But just sit and with no distractions by yourself. And go into the storm of your mind. Go into the storm of you. And all the chaos in the world going around you, and you being able to separate yourself from that and not be swayed by the outside opinions, not be swayed by the outside events and circumstances. And masculinity is like the sun. It's the order. The sun come up every day. The sun hasn't missed a day. Not that I've known of, I've never seen it recorded in history, the whole history of this planet, of civilization. The sun has came out every day. Now, if you live in Alaska, like, that's on you, yeah, that's probably different. I don't know if y'all get sun every day. But majority of other countries, we see the sun every day. The sun is going to come out no matter what. This is the masculine energy of the world. Now, the more feminine is the changing climates, the rain, the sun shine, the clouds, the winter. It's different seasons. This is more of feminine energy because it's changing. But you got to be that rock. You got to want order. And you got to take accountability. In this society, it's like nobody takes accountability for nothing. Nobody takes responsibility for nothing. It's like we just blame everybody, blame everything outside of ourselves. And until we realize that we create these situations ourselves within, we're the root cause of all of our problems, our addictions, our circumstances. Until we realize this, then shit will never change. You are the cause of anything that you're experiencing, bro. And I know that's hard to wrap your mind around, but it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. If you're depressed, you're causing yourself to be depressed. I'm telling you this from somebody that's going through depression throughout my whole life. It's a addiction to a feeling of being depressed. If you're going through loneliness, you got to take accountability. You are causing your loneliness because this is a feeling. And there's actions that you can do to alleviate the feeling. And it's not even necessarily going out and making friends. It's just you changing your perspective. So you don't have to feel lonely. You can feel like you're enjoying your company by yourself. You can feel like you're elevating by doing things that are going to elevate you. If a girl cheat on you, a girl do you wrong. Yeah, you can't control her actions. But you can take accountability and say, I chose to date this girl that obviously has problems. So what did I miss that I should have seen? What did I let slide that I shouldn't have let slide? Why did I attract this into my life? Why did I tolerate this? Why did I tolerate her disrespecting me? Why did I choose to ignore the red flags? What inside me attracted her to me? It's taking accountability. Because we're not saints, bro. Nobody is a saint. So we always want to blame everything else. We want to blame alcohol. We want to blame weed. We want to blame the food industry. We want to blame the porn industry. Like, yeah, some of these things are bad, but we're the ones consuming it. So there's something impure in us that wants and seeks things that's impure in the world. So until you tackle that impurity within yourself, then you're never going to change the problem. You can do nofap all you want, but until you go inside and you say, yo, bro, I'm the impure one. I'm the one that's enjoying doing this shit, because I wouldn't do shit if I didn't enjoy it, if I didn't get some type of pleasure from it, if I didn't get some type of relief and enjoyment from this. Until you go into yourself and you say that, then you can't tackle the root of the problem. And it's really you just acknowledging it. This is what repenting for your sins is. It's you saying, yo, bro, I'm not perfect, bro. I have impurities. Until you're honest with yourself, it's never going to change. Because once you're conscious of it, you can change how you look at life. You can get rid of the impurity once you acknowledge it and you're honest with yourself. It's not the end of the world. The world isn't going to be over just because you have an impurity, just because you have a food addiction. Like, just admit yourself, like, yeah, bro, I'm running from something. I'm trying to fill a void. I am impure. I can be purified, though. It's not the end of the world, bro. It's a new beginning, actually. So accountability is a big part of masculinity. Now, the next thing is living with an open heart. And the way the superior man talks about this as well. So basically just living with an open heart. So you're able to take the pain, the rejections. You're able to go out into life and fail and not let it close you up. The other video, I talked about how my homie approached a girl and she was basically trying to tear him down and tear down his self-esteem. And it's like, yeah, you can let that affect you. Or you can just still live with an open heart. You can still choose to go out and do, even though this last person just tried to basically destroy you and bring you down. They basically stab you in the heart. But you can still choose to live with an open heart no matter how much hurt you feel. Because in this life, bro, we're going to go through failures. We're going to go through heartbreak. We're going to go through so much shit, bro. Loved ones are going to fade away. Your life is going to look different in 5-10 years. Everything is impermanent. Everything is going to fade away. You're going to miss shots. You're not going to hit every shot you take. People are going to ridicule you. People aren't going to like you. There's going to be situations that's tough. But you still got to live with an open heart. Do not let none of this shit close your heart and get you in your feelings and get you on some red pill rage shit to where you're just on the internet talking about all women are trash. You're on the internet talking about all this bullshit and you're generalizing and you're just in your feelings and you're in your hurt, bro. Like, yeah, I realize this shit hurt. But that can't stop you from spreading love, bro. So stop trying to be a good man. Stop trying to be this ideal, politically correct, nice guy that the world says they love, but they don't really love you. Because there's no movement for men's mental health. There's no movement for none of this shit. Nobody's trying to help you. Nobody's trying to help us. So it shows nobody really gives a fuck. So stop caring what other people think and live your life. Live life based off of your aspirations and your desires. Live life in a way to where you're giving yourself to the world. You can't give a false self to the world and be valuable. You can only be valuable when you give your real self to the world. A tree is valuable because a tree is being a tree no matter what. A tree isn't trying to be a frog. A tree is being a tree. And we need trees to be trees. And if you look at each tree, none of them look exactly the same. None of them have the same patterns. None of them have the same characteristics. 100%. They all have variation. Even blades of grass, they all have variation. So this is what you are. You're an individual. Be you. Embrace your masculinity. Embrace being a man. Embrace your sexual desire. Embrace that you want to fuck women. Embrace that you might want more than one woman. Embrace that you're aggressive. Embrace that you don't want to tolerate bullshit. Embrace that you're a leader. Embrace that you're dominant. Embrace this shit, bro. Stop trying to be a good, nice guy that's walking on eggshells 100% of the time. That's not, bro, that's not it, bro. That's not it. Fuck being a good man. All 2024 to 2025. We're on some shit to where we're being good at being a man. There's a huge difference. So let's get good at being a man. Fuck being a nice guy. Fuck being the good man. Now, again, as a disclaimer, as a caveat, I'm not saying throw out all your morals out the window. I'm not saying don't be a gentleman. I'm not saying have no values. That's not what I'm saying. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Don't go around slapping people, starting fights. That's not what I'm saying right now. I'm just saying, start to be good at being a man, bro. Because that's what we're missing. That's what we need. We have all the feminine men. Pause. Look at the world. All the feminine passive men are out here, bro. That's majority of the population. And yeah, a lot of people are lonely because you got to realize there's polarity in relationships. If you have a feminine woman, she wants a masculine man. She doesn't want a feminine man. She may date the feminine man just for looks and show, but that's not what she really wants. And you'll be surprised, bro, how many of these women are cheating, bro. Because they need that facade. They need that person just to put on that image and somebody just to be around. But they also need that masculine energy. They need that man that's going to be a man, that's going to come in and be dominant. They want that. You don't got to believe me, but shit, bro, it's really dark out here. Shit really happened. It's duality, bro. If you want a feminine woman, you gotta be masculine. Or else it's not gonna work. For a magnet to attract, it has to be two opposite ends of the pole for the magnet to attract together. Or else it's going to repel. So just think on that. Just ponder on what I'm saying. Think for yourself. Be yourself. Love yourself. It's Zen Hustler. No Slave. Also, I had people comment that they want the No Slave stuff. They want the hats. They want some of the shirts. For my brand, how we're doing it, is we only sell to people that we meet in person, to be honest with you, bro. Like, you literally got to meet me or my brother in person for us to sell to you. So that's how it goes. I may start doing like a application to where you can apply to wear it, because we don't want just anybody wearing our stuff. We don't just want anybody to have it. We want people with a certain mindset, with certain values and a certain type of person to wear. We don't just want it to be for everybody. So that's what it is, bro. But Zen Hustler, No Slave. I love y'all. I'm out. Sliding in that two-door, rolling through the city. Niggas want smoke, jumping in the chimney.